Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special carpaccio for you, right?
Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio, no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a carpaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
A restaurant app just emailed me telling me that they have specially chosen 6 restaurants for my taste, and they're all in New York City, which they might be right.
Oh, I'm sure
they're all in New York City.
I'm sure you'd love them. Yeah.
So I just clicked on, like, I got to tell this app, I don't live in New York City. That's not helping me.
No.
So I just clicked on the link, and it says I live in Pittsburgh. So that's probably where I used it last. Still, like, come on, let's.
Right. Why are you giving me,
come on,
even if you think I'm in Pittsburgh, why are you giving me New York
exactly.
City?
Exactly. Why are you giving me Tavern on the Green here? I'm sure it's wonderful.
The world is supposed to be so much smarter, and this does not sound like a good example of it.
Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. So we've got some new information today, starting with Dalton Kincaid, of course, Sal, when it comes to the Bills and their injuries. Break it down for us. Kincaid's absence, which we saw for some of last week's game, will mean what to this offense?
Well, I mean, obviously it's a pretty big deal to lose your number one tight end, especially a really good pass-catching tight end. You know, you'd rather have him playing. I think by the nature of the offense, though, you know, it's not, you're not replacing your top wide receiver, your top pass catcher necessarily, a guy that's eating up a ton of targets, you know, much to the contrary of that. I mean, this offense is built on everybody eats, right? That's the mantra, spreading the ball around. Even Jeremy Fowler was on ESPN today, and he said he was kind of doing the whole thing of what the Bills are saying, what the Chiefs are saying. He said, you know, Chiefs people are telling him they're very impressed by how the Bills have incorporated everybody into their passing offense. And then you could do a lot worse than Dawson Knox as your number two tight end to fill in for a role like this. You know, it's a loss. There's no doubt about it. But I think the Bills are, you know, comfortable with Dawson Knox and, you know, having him do anything that Dalton Kincaid would have to do. He's not quite the mismatch. There's no doubt about that. But he's a good blocker. He can be on the field in all situations. And then you have Quentin Morris who can help out. I wonder if they elevate Zach Davidson from the practice squad. You don't have to because you do have Reggie Gilliam who can play that role as well. But, you know, it's not like you're taking away a guy that's, you know, eating up the lion's share of your targets and you have to suddenly pivot.
Yeah, we covered this, I know, earlier in the week, Sal. Like, I think all of us, our preference, I'm not sure about Mike. I know you and I felt like Cooper being there would be more positive without Kincaid than Kincaid without Cooper.
I agree.
You agree too.
Yes.
And I think, you know, we just talked to Matt Verderam about the Chiefs, and he makes the point about McDuffie maybe locking in on Shakir. And I feel like if that ends up being the case and they play a lot of press man, that I've got Cooper, and this is exactly why I prioritized him, because that's someone I think I can trust to win some matchups there and give Allen something to do with the ball that he can trust on a day where, you know, Kincaid, even though he's not smashing statistically, is someone who I think, you know, has good chemistry with Allen and they trust him. So I'm hopeful that Cooper is full go. I'm expecting he'll play. It sounds like he'll play. And I think that him in this matchup could be really beneficial for them.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think it's more about just where guys have to shift their focus and who takes, you know, something away from someone else. Like you said, you kind of have to Amari Cooper will draw your attention. There's no doubt about that. Without him and Keon Coleman, I mean, you know, it's a tough deal with your wide receivers. The one area where I will tell you that it does hurt in this game to think about missing Dalton Kincaid, that has been the weakness of the Chiefs defense this year, is covering tight ends. They've been hurt by tight ends this year. That's been an area that they've not been able to really hone in on. And without Dalton Kincaid, you would think, okay, if you have him, that's obviously an area where you want to exploit. It's more about the second level of their defense, though. It's not necessarily just about tight ends, but that's where Khalil Shakir comes in. And but, you know, obviously if he's going to have McDuffie on him, we'll see. But I would also say, guys, I think that means that maybe you get more James Cook out of the backfield in this game, right? Maybe you get Ty Johnson out of the backfield in this game. I think the Bills have to be a little creative. Maybe Curtis Samuel becomes a little bit of that guy who, you know, he can kind of do a little everything, line up in the slot, line up in the backfield. You can get him at the second level. You know, we know that they've tried to do that this year, but the Chiefs have been beaten by tight ends this year. That's kind of been the one thing on the defensive side of the ball that's hurt them. So you'd love to have Dalton Kincaid, but there's things the Bills need to try and do to mitigate that.
To your Samuel point, Denver handed the ball off to Marvin Mims 3 times last week. Wasn't wildly successful, but they seem to want to do something like that themselves. And, you know, they were a short field goal away from winning. Sal Capaccio on the West Her hotline. We just talked with our guest, Matt Verderam, and he basically painted a picture here where both teams are really going to want to be like run first. That's maybe the way that each team sees themselves having success in this game, which is kind of ironic, right? With Mahomes and Allen and the history, the rivalry, all the hype around the two quarterbacks. You on board with that?
I am. I think it might be for two kind of different reasons, though. You know, for the Chiefs, they're not a great run team. But what they do is they give themselves an opportunity on third down, which is where they really make their money, right? We talked about this week. They're incredible on third down. But those third downs, a lot of times, are because their run game is at least keeping them kind of on schedule, so to speak. Right. They're not wowing you in the run game, but they're getting those 3-4 yards, and then suddenly it's second, it's third down and two, it's third down and three. Here comes Travis Kelce. Here comes Patrick Mahomes with his legs. I think that for sure. I think for the Bills, it's more about just the balance of the offense. It's, yeah, we're gonna give the ball to our running backs because we also know we want to throw the ball, and if we can get you to kind of respect that run game, we're going to take some shots as well. The Chiefs have had a hard time throwing the ball down the field, which is amazing because they drafted Xavier Worthy this year, right? Now they do have Worthy still. They do have you know, DeAndre Hopkins, which can help in that regard. But really, they're a team that's going to try and keep it where we're just going to move, grind the clock. Look, they have the top time of possession in the league. I think at least average drives time of possession, over 3.5 minutes, because that's the offense they are now. They're not this video game offense that we used to see in, you know, 2018, 2019, whatever it was, you know, and Patrick Mahomes putting up all these numbers over the last several years. This is a different type of offense. I do think they want to run the ball, but I think it's more because they want to make sure they have manageable third downs, whereas the Bills want to run the ball because they just want to keep you off balance and you never know what's happening.
Yeah, and I also feel like the injuries play a part in that, in my thinking anyway, with the Bills, Sam. I'm guessing maybe we see a season high of the Alec Anderson sixth offensive lineman on the field type stuff. I shouldn't say season high. I know they're cruising at about 15% of their offensive snaps on the year. I don't know where the spikes are in that, and maybe there's you know, some game out there where they did it so much that I couldn't even conceive of them getting that high again. But the point is, I think because with no Coleman and no Kincaid, like maybe the Bills, especially working play action off of that look, we've seen them do that successfully a couple of times this year. And I don't know, I feel like that's something they might want to spring on the Chiefs here. A spring is tough. I mean, the Chiefs are aware of it, I'm sure. But still, I don't know that it's something that I wouldn't want to see if they can defend.
Yeah, I like that. And I would say it's interesting you say where I thought you were going with it, but I agree with you, is especially because of the offensive.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Side of the ball. Now, the injuries for the Bills, but the tackles for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
The tackles have been the issue for them. And do you want Patrick Mahomes sitting back there? They want to run the ball because they do not want the Bills' offense, right, defensive line to control this game. They don't want Patrick Mahomes sitting back there, who, by the way, hurt his ankle 2 weeks ago. And talking to some people in Kansas City, they feel that it was bothering him still last week. And he wasn't quite the same. And who knows this week? Maybe he's a lot more healthy. I'm sure, you know, 7 days helps. But you don't want him sitting back there in a loud environment with two tackles who are going to have to go off of a silent count. And then the Bills are just teeing off. So I think that they want to run the ball for that reason as well. They're going to want to make sure they get their running backs involved in the passing game. Teams have done that against the Bills. Obviously, Travis Kelce, there's no doubt. But I think there's reasons why both teams want to run the ball, and both of those reasons are different as well.
Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. Just, I want to figure out some question about Allen here with all the talk we've had all week about really what the stakes are, what the incentives for these teams are. There's some aspect of that that's kind of counterintuitive because the loser of this game might have end up having like sort of an easier future. The Chiefs not being undefeated anymore, the Bills with maybe the one seed out of reach. Is it your guess, Sal, that we get one of these Allen versus Kansas City games where he's just hell-bent, you know, running double-digit carries and where you see like sort of peak Allen? Or is this game, you know, likelier to be more subdued and you're thinking about the long term, just like Kansas City might be as well, and it won't be that kind of thing?
Well, I think they're going to do what they have to do to win. And if that means running Josh Allen, they'll run Josh Allen. You know, and he's been successful running the ball against them. He has good numbers running the ball. They've run the ball more with him, you know, than against Kansas City, maybe than some other teams. They also have a bye week next week. So, yeah, of course, you want long-term, you want Josh Allen to stay healthy. He gets a couple bumps and bruises. You know, you have another week here next week to kind of heal up. So I think you can kind of let it hang out a little bit here if you need to. They want to win this game. I mean, this is a big game for them. If the Chiefs, you know, stumble along the way after losing this game, if you beat them, you know, you have a look at the one seed, and that's a big deal. If the Bills... You know, it's funny. I laugh when people tell me, like, oh, it's not a big deal. Kansas City wasn't the one seed that went to the Super Bowl last year. Well, yeah, I mean, they're a really great team, and that's why. It's, of course, a big deal to get the one seed. I'll give you a great example why. What happened last year? Because the Bills had to play that first weekend.
Right.
They lost Terrell Bernard, Christian Benford, and Bale Inspector in the same game. If they don't play the first weekend, they don't lose those guys. Right. They're available to play the next week in the playoffs. Like, yeah, you want to get the one seed. Is it critically important you win? No, of course not. Like, your season is still going no matter what happens this weekend. So it's not fatal if you lose this game. But I think if the Bills feel that that's the way to beat the Chiefs, they're going to run Josh Allen.
How big a deal if they are down Spencer Brown? Ryan Vandermark stepped in, played a bit last week. We saw him running way downfield on that long play by Shakir and really liked that. But I've read some reference to, you know, going back to the summer, like maybe better suited at left tackle, and right tackle is more of a struggle. And of course, that's where Spencer Brown is. So if Vandermark has to go in, that would be the spot. How big a deal is that switch if it comes to that?
Well, it's a big deal because Spencer Brown is your not only starting right tackle, but a guy that you've now made an investment in because you believe so much in him. That's how good he is. They signed him to an extension this offseason. You guys know, because I've told you this for a couple of years, how much they really believe in Ryan Vandermark. They really like him. Him and Alec Anderson are two young guys they love having around. Vandy's a good athlete. He can get out in space. He can do anything that, you know, you want from that position. They pull their tackles, things like that. You saw him downfield blocking. There's no doubt about that. You know, he's a taller guy. He's going to get beat sometimes on probably some faster, you know, rushers around the edge, because I think just the repetitions and being in that position and, you know, what it takes to play that position. But the Bills can also kind of mitigate that a little bit. They can slide protection over. They can help him out. It is a big deal. I think if I would say this, it's not going to be a surprise, of course, if Spencer Brown doesn't play. So I guarantee you the Bills will have a game plan in to be ready in case Spencer Brown doesn't play to help out. And, you know, the Chiefs, they do have some good pass rushers. It's interesting. They traded for Uche, but he hasn't done much. He hasn't played much. I mean, he's on the field a little bit. He's more of a situational pass rusher. They have good pass rushers, but really Chris Jones from the interior is really kind of their best player, right? Their best pass rusher. They haven't gotten great numbers. They're like bottom third of the league in sacks per pass attempt. So as much as they do put on some pressure, they're not really bringing the quarterback down as much as they'd probably like.
Very good. Are you Chiefs gamed out? Hopefully not. We got a couple more days here, Sal.
No, I don't think so.
You sound good.
It's fun. I'm seeing posts about Chiefs fans at the airport. I don't know if you guys know the story. I said this is today on the Extra Point Show. I did a Chiefs podcast, a crossover with Always Game Day in Buffalo. It's an Odyssey podcast. It's called The Fastest 40. I don't know if they named that because of Xavier Worthy, because they've been doing it for several years. I don't know if they changed the name or what, but this podcast has been around a while. So I do this podcast with these guys on Wednesday. Really nice guys. We had a great back and forth discussion. And at the end, one of the hosts says, yeah, we're coming up to Buffalo for the game. I said, oh, they're not like credentialed media to do it. They're coming up as fans. And I said, they told me they go to one game a year. This is the game they chose. And I said, okay, great. You know, when you come into town? And the guy said to me, he goes, this is Wednesday night. He said, we're flying up Thursday. We're going right to the Sabres arena to buy tickets to sit on the glass with our Chiefs jerseys on to watch the Blues and Sabres game. So if you saw people last night at the arena, like near the glass wearing Chiefs jerseys, it was most likely these guys. And I'm just glad that, you know, the Sabres sent them home with a loss.
That's probably a pretty good bet.
Yeah.
It would have been them.
I did not notice these people last night. I did watch the game.
I was looking on TV. Josh said there were people there that weren't necessarily right on the glass, so maybe they didn't get it. He said there were plenty of Chiefs jerseys in the crowd, though, so I'm guessing it was this group.
Plus, it wasn't an MSG, like a Sabres broadcast, so they couldn't have photoshopped the jerseys like they do the ads and put them into Bills jerseys, you know, because who even knows what's real anymore when you watch an NHL game? I'm pretty sure Hulu would not have bothered to do that.
Right.
Thank you, Sal.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. That's our Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline, and his appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
I want to wimp out here and say, I don't think they actually do that, but why not?
With opposing? Yeah, I don't think they do that.
You have sections of empty seats for Sabres games sometimes. Why not just put people in there?
Now, that's a good idea.
I mean, it's a terrible idea, but maybe it's a good idea.
Well, everything's fake. Both. Everything's already fake as it is.
Yeah.
Fine.
You know, you could choose to show the reality, which is the corners are empty.
Yeah.
Or you could just put some fake fans in there.
I don't know that it'll come up again, and we're here, and I know we're already late, but did you notice anything, Zach? Did you notice, I don't know how closely you paid attention to the audio of the game. It's so sparsely attended. I felt like there were a few people in the crowd that were just screaming for no reason, just during play. There was a very odd crowd noise vibe I felt last night. Did anybody else notice that?
I didn't.
No? I noticed it every now and then, but nothing too much last night.
Like I've done it, like, but I didn't like, notice like it last it, night.
To me, it sounded like a group of people saying, we'll be up, they'll be able to hear us if we just go, yeah, for no reason. Like, that's what it sounded like to me. Mm-hmm. And I thought, That would have been fun. Are there sirens in my neighborhood? Like, what am I hearing? I kept turning the sound down. Like, no, it's the game.
That would have been fun to sit near.
Oh, yeah. Good time.
803-0550. Let's go. Bills Chiefs Sunday here on WGR.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.